It's been, what? It's been like 2 weeks? I mean, 2 weeks. I'm done. You want to talk about regretting your vote? In 2 weeks, I went from the highest high to being unemployed. Lost my job last night. Got a phone call. The repercussions of what Elon Musk are doing with the USAID has real repercussions for real people. For the last 7 years, I have been a shift lead on Project Bus, where we studied to find out if the wheels on the bus went round around or not. And all of a sudden, Elon, who's not even elected, gets in, and I'm out of a job. What do I tell my family? What do I tell my kids? This isn't a joke. This USAID stuff is not a joke, man. It's affecting real people. And the worst part is, what if we never figure out, what if we never figure out if in fact the wheels on the bus do go round and round?
This USAID saga is just fascinating. As all the lefties scream and cry about Elon Musk and Donald Trump shutting down humanitarian aid around the world, anyone with half a brain looks at the numbers and goes, whoa. Does this smell like money laundering? I get the distinct scent of money laundering. I mean, some of these expenditure items just seem a bit far-fetched. There seems to be fair and reasonable cause for concern here. But not Samantha Power, former USAID administrator from 2021 to 2025. No, she's just worried about vulnerable people around the world. Never mind the fact that she's a journalist and former United Nations ambassador who was getting paid $180,000 a year at USAID and for some reason has a net worth that just skyrocketed in the last few years to between $10 and $30 million. You're just being a conspiracy theorist. Stop being a conspiracy theorist. The BBC, the British Broadcasting Corporation, put out this article a couple of days ago called What is USAID and Why is Trump Poised to Close It Down? And you can tell they're against this whole thing because there's a poor brown child wearing an old shirt holding a dirty old toy truck standing in front of a USAID tent. I mean, what kind of heartless cunt would take precious aid away from this poor brown child? I mean, they're basically taking the purple tattered shirt off his back. They're heartlessly confiscating his dirty toy truck. I mean, for some reason, there's only one sentence in this whole article about the myriad of ridiculous wasteful spending and totally not money laundering operations. I mean, there's no mention of the Peruvian pottery classes, the LGBTQ comic books, the $20 million Sesame Street episode in Iraq, the $20,000 drag show in Ecuador, the 38,000 meals for fucking Al-Qaeda, the transgender opera or whatever the fuck it was. There's none of that. Anyway, they say the future of the US government's main overseas aid agency has been cast into doubt, with employees locked out and the Trump administration planning to merge it with the US Department of State. The United States Agency for International Development, USAID, said thousands of employees would be put on leave shortly after President Donald Trump returned to office. The agency then recalled its workers from missions across the world. Well, I mean, shutting the whole fucking thing down and merging it with the State Department doesn't seem like a bad idea. I mean, it kind of seems like it's been sitting there festering away for too long. It's been able to get away with way too much shit, and it's all finally coming to light. I mean, I said in my last video that USAID does appear to do some worthwhile stuff, but it seems like the whole rotting structure needs to be torn down and rebuilt. Now, whether or not that's under the State Department is kinda neither here nor there. My grandfather used to use a saying, there's a in the woodpile. I never really knew what that meant. I mean, I got the gist of it. It kind of means there's something bad going on here. There's a rotten apple amongst the bunch. And USAID just has way too many in the woodpile. Anyway, highly inappropriate old-fashioned sayings aside, the BBC goes on to talk about Trump and his America First approach, and how he said USAID spending is totally unexplainable, close it down. Then they talk about Elon Musk and how he's a dirty, evil tech billionaire, and that he said USAID is a criminal organization that needs to be shut down. They talk about how neither Trump or Musk has provided any evidence of such claims. Then buried way down in the article, they say BBC's charity BBC Media Action, an an international development organization, receives funding from USAID. According to a 2024 report, USAID donated $3.23 million, making it the charity's second largest donor that financial year. Super duper funny how that was buried a few scrolls down. I mean, the BBC are obviously being fair and balanced and impartial in this article. And if you think otherwise, you're being a fucking conspiracy theorist again. Stop it.
So I just wanted to come on here and say publicly, this is really, I'm officially announcing my departure from the Republican Party. We were given 24 hours that we are no longer going to be leading this initiative. And I can say I honestly never thought that I would so deeply regret my vote for Donald Trump. For the last 4 years, I've been the lead supervisor for Project Pickle, finally discovering how many pickled peppers Peter Piper picked. And I just want to say that I'm so sorry to my family. I was so wrong. And I never thought it would come to this. And the worst part is what if we never find out how many pickled peppers Peter Piper picked?
Anyway, let's hear from former USAID Administrator Samantha Power. She's the one we talked about before, the one whose net worth mysteriously shot up to between $10 and $30 million in the last few years.
Well, you can imagine when you suddenly in your inbox find a termination notice or a leave of absence notice that you didn't expect to get on a flawed predicate that you're doing radical leftist insubordination.
Yeah, but here's the thing about that, lady. I don't think many people think it was insubordination. See, insubordination is when you don't follow rules, when you disobey authority. I think most people reckon that the whole structure was fucked, that the authority, that perhaps even you, were shady and corrupt.
And because there's so many lies and falsehoods circulating, and so many claims that people are sort of not with the program, I think people are just completely dislocated. There's no stable ground on which to walk.
Yeah, like I said, I think most people were with the program. It's just that the program was fucked. A lot of dead weight's been cut, and the USAID is apparently going to be restructured under the State Department. Now, like I keep saying, I think USAID did do some worthwhile stuff. Things like feeding hungry people, things like trying to control disease, those things seem worthwhile to me. But surely the people that were doing legitimately good work are a shoo-in to get their jobs back with this new restructured USAID under the State Department. Now, I'm not an American. These aren't my tax dollars. So if you are an American and you feel like jumping in the comments and saying, shut the fuck up, Baring, none of it was worthwhile, it was all shit, then you have every right to do that. That is absolutely your prerogative, and I would understand.
And then, of course, most of them have been laid off, so they're worried about how they're going to pay the bills and how they're going to make rent.
Oh, you mean like almost everyone else? Listen, just because you work for a government institution, it does not give you the guarantee of having a cushy life. Businesses fail all the time, and they fail when they can't meet the market. USAID is being put under a microscope because of stupid things we've discussed already. If you can't provide pottery classes to the fucking Peruvians on the public dime, then go do it in the free market. I mean, I don't think you're going to get very far, but that just goes to show how much of a stupid idea it is.
But maybe the part that is the most striking and for me inspiring, if not surprising, having worked there for 4 years, is that, you know, the people who work at USAID did not come to work at USAID for the money. The civil servants, the foreign servants, the contractors, they came to USAID because they wanted to make a difference in the world, because they saw America's interests as tied up with the interests of people, vulnerable people around the world. And so even as they're struggling to figure out how to make rent, all of a sudden, they're most struggling with the fear that so many millions of people who relied on us as a country, on USAID as an agency, but on them as individuals, that those individuals out in the world have no place to turn. And indeed, they're showing up and finding health clinics shuttered and soup kitchens closed and advisors who were helping governments renegotiate debt with China those advisors, now taken off the books.
Well, I really don't see how anyone's debt with China is the US taxpayers' concern, but these wonderful, kind-hearted, altruistic people that are there to help humanity and make a difference in the world, they're more than likely going to have a place in the new restructured USAID, in quotation marks. I don't think America is going to stop giving foreign aid. I don't think it's going to be shut off completely. And yes, I'm aware that USAID didn't mean USAID, but they did do some aid work. Look, it comes down to this. What Elon Musk and Donald Trump are trying to do, in my grandfather's words, is weed out the n**s from the woodpile. It's that simple and it needs to be done. If I was an American taxpayer, I'd be mad.
I was just laid off from USAID. It's been a rough day. For the past 3 years, I've been working with carrier pigeons in Madagascar to recognize the difference between the name brand Doritos and the generic, like, Great Value brand. I have spent over $72 million on this project, and I was literally on the verge of a breakthrough.
If anyone comes across more of these troll videos, please send them my way. They're fucking hilarious. I'm gonna leave it there. I'll be back again with tits this week for a couple of videos, but I'll see you real soon. If you have any comments, leave them down below or at my Twitter. It's @bear_ing. All right, thanks again. I'll catch you later. Ta-ta. Bye.